Message number 484. After the world war will comes the famine and then the plagues. Yet prayer can mitigate the chastisement. Friday, July 13, 2012 at 04:25 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my followers need to know the sequence of events, for by understanding this they will be empowered with the knowledge so that they can help to mitigate the chastisement. The warning is taking place as a last resort by my Eternal Father in order to plunge the light of God, the light of the truth, into the hearts of mankind. Without it, most of humanity would be cast into hell, for they would not be worthy of my Father's kingdom. This is a divine act of great mercy to pluck all of God's children from evil and to take them into their rightful inheritance. Because of the great darkness covering the earth at this time, where the light of God is but a glimmer, this act of God is necessary. It will divide the good from those drowning in sin but who will stubbornly cling to the beast and the all the glory he promises them on this earth. It is a waste of time for such poor souls, because they must know that their time on earth is short. The earth will be replaced by a new paradise, to which they will be refused entry if they reject my act of love and mercy. Many will stay in the dark. Many will convert instantly. If most of humanity repents, then the great tribulation will not be as difficult. The world war will not have the same impact if the majority of people repent after the warning. After the world war will come the famine and then the plagues. Yet prayer can mitigate the chastisement. Pray hard so that the war and the chastisement which will follow it can be diluted and averted. Only the faith of humanity and allegiance to me, your divine Savior, can achieve this. My daughter, it is not I, your Jesus, who will bring about these terrible sorrows. It will be created by the wicked sins of man, whose lust for power, money and control of the world for his own gain are insatiable. While many of my followers will be waiting patiently and eagerly for my second coming, there will be more confusion. Many will come forth and claim to be me the Messiah, and people will be fooled. Remember what I told you, I will return to earth just as I left it when I ascended through the clouds. Ignore anyone who claims to be me in the flesh, for this will not happen. My followers will be strong because of their love for me, and they must focus on the one desire that, if fulfilled, will bring me joy and comfort. That will be the mission to save souls, all souls, before I come again. Remember that allegiance to me will be the key to salvation and the world of the future, which will have no end, for it will be the new paradise which offers each of you eternal life. Your beloved Jesus.